This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Crown Family School of Social Work Policy and Practice at the University of Chicago. The master's program in social work, social policy, and social administration is designed to prepare students to lead in the social sector by combining classroom learning with field education and five focused pathways. The final deadline for the program is April 1st. Inspire change, shape the future at crownschool.uchicago.edu/socialwork. Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. A new coalition says neighborhood street festivals in Chicago are struggling to survive. My colleague Courtney Kippers reports the group called Save Our Street Fest calls this a critical moment for events like Pride Fest and Taste of Randolph. The coalition includes 20 festival organizers. It says production costs have skyrocketed while gate donations have fallen. Here's Pamela Moss with the Wicker Park Bucktown Chamber of Commerce.
Our intention is simply just to raise awareness that if you are thinking, maybe I shouldn't donate, then maybe you should also be thinking, maybe this fest won't be here next year. Because that is the situation that we are about to be facing.
Wicker Park Fest has announced it will shrink its footprint this summer as a cost-saving measure. As the Trump administration continues to make changes to the Social Security system, some residents in Illinois say they're worried about accessing their benefits. My colleague Claire Lane went to the Social Security Administration office in North Suburban Evanston this morning. She spoke with Vala Patel, who waited to register his 62-year-old wife for retirement benefits. Patel says they emigrated from India to Chicago 47 years ago.
A new country, new life, new language. Everything, you know, you have to start all over again. It's hard.
With a rising cost of living, Patel says he's thought about moving back to India.
I have to go back. I go back. But my family, whole family, I have nobody there. So my heart is here than there.
The federal government plans to close 47 Social Security offices around the country. Patel calls the system broken and hopes to see changes that benefit hardworking people. State officials are preparing for the possibility the ongoing national measles outbreak could spread to Illinois. More than 700 cases have been reported across 25 states, including Indiana and Michigan. Illinois has not reported any cases so far. Dr. R.T. Barnes is the chief medical officer for the Illinois Department of Public Health and says vaccinations in the state helped limit further spread of measles during an outbreak last year.
Being protected already by the time you get exposed to measles is what will prevent massive outbreaks from occurring and will help create a cocooning effect around our vulnerable community members.
Barnes recommends residents get vaccinated before they travel to protect themselves from the virus. Illinois Democratic politicians say the party needs to focus on kitchen table issues in order to win voters. This was the message of U.S. Representative Nikki Budzinski this week during a town hall near downstate Springfield.
Whether you are a veteran who relies on the VA in the Metro East, a farmer in Decatur worried about rising input costs, or a single parent right here in Chatham trying to find affordable childcare options. I am working every day to make your life better.
Several Democratic voters pushed back on Budzinski's attempt at a broad appeal by saying the party is not taking a strong enough stance against the Trump administration. This event follows a wave of Democrat-led public forums taking place across the country. Weather today, partly sunny, windy, very warm, a high in the low 80s, and then showers and thunderstorms tonight, a low in the upper 40s, and a chance of rain throughout the weekend. You'll get two highs in the 50s for Saturday and Sunday. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Happy Friday. Thanks for listening.